For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Wait 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white and ready to harvest. Luke chapter 10 from verse 1 to 2. The Bible says, after this thing the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself will come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Hallelujah. Are we together? After this thing, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself will come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his field. Father Lord, we ask that Lord you bless your word and grant us understanding today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Pretty shortly we'll be looking at the topic, the fields are ripe. Hallelujah. The fields are ripe. Yesterday we looked at the Great Commission. Is that correct? Yes, the fields are ripe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we together? Please, let's get ourselves together. If you have to sit, let's, so that we'll be coordinated. Praise God. Yes. The fields are ripe for our harvest. I know I have said it myself, and then I've had it said several times, that there are people that when you go to preach to them, they may not be receptive to you, maybe because they are not ready for harvest. Have you ever had that kind of statement before? Have you ever had it? Wow, you've not. Yeah, if you have heard it before, yes. That you talk to some people and then they will not hear you because they are not ready for harvest. Then there are people that once you talk to them, they are already set for harvest, and then you'll be able to harvest them correctly. Hallelujah. Yes. And then I was wondering, I also believe, as a matter of fact, when I wrote this note, are you together? When I wrote this note for this sermon, that was my mindset until yesterday night. And then the Holy Spirit was asking me a question. That same person that you said was not ready for harvest, if Jesus was the one evangelizing to that person, will that person be ready for harvest or not? He will definitely be. Is that correct? Or do you think Jesus will say the same thing, that there are people that are not yet ready for harvest? To Jesus Christ, everybody is ready. Everybody is ripe for harvest. Hallelujah. Now, what are our fields? When they say the fields are ripe, what, when the Bible says that kind of thing, what is it trying to refer to? Hallelujah. First of all, it's referring to our family members, immediate family and extended family, your family, that is father, mothers, brother, sister, cousin, nephew, niece, all of them, and then extended family. Anybody that is part of your family is your field. Hallelujah. Are we together? Anybody that is from your family or part of you is your field. So when we say the fields are ripe, don't think about Sudan, don't think about Tokyo, don't think about Togo. It's your family we are talking about. Hallelujah. Anybody around you. Number two, when we're talking about the fields, we are talking about your colleagues, your neighbor, your close associate. Hallelujah. Your colleagues, your neighbor, anybody that is around you is your field. No, most time when we talk about evangelism, we are talking about going to a village for rural rugged, going to a village for outreach. Is that true? But that is not only the field that we have. First of all, it starts with our family. Our family is our foundational and primary field. And then secondly, our colleagues, our neighbor. What will it profit you if you have traveled to, you travel to Togo, or you travel to another country or a typical village, and you preach the gospel, and your neighbor next door is not saved? Hallelujah. Your colleagues, your friend, and people around you are not saved. Number three, when we say we're talking about your field, we're talking about anybody or anyone under your sphere of influence. That means anybody you can reach, anybody you can talk to. Every of your friend on Facebook is your field. Hallelujah. Those of you that have 10,000 friends, 5,000, all of them are your fields. every person on your WhatsApp contact, anybody on your Instagram, anybody working in the same office with you, they are your fields. The person you can talk to in the market, the people you meet, anywhere you go, they are your fields. So when we say the fields are ripe, I know most time we, personally before, or most time when I say the fields are ripe, I used to think about crusade, going for outreaches, going to a village that they don't wear clothes, they don't have food, they cannot even read. Is that correct? But our fields are those around us, our neighbors that are not saved, people that we have contact with, people that we can talk to, people. So these are our fields, and many of them are not saved. Hallelujah. Many of them are not saved. When you check my, I have contact, people in my contact, four or five that are not saved. No, they are not born again. Hallelujah. But if, these are my fields. These are people that I have spoken to and I'm still talking to. I have a whole family that I know that they are not saved. And then these are people that we are supposed to labor to until they are saved. So the fields are ripe for harvest. Hallelujah. Nobody is not ripe. Everybody is ripe for harvest. So what are the signs of a ripe field? I'll give us five. What are the signs that this field is ripe? Number one, any field experiencing the fulfillment of the end time prophecy. Let's have Matthew 24 from verse 4 to 34 is a long reading. Hallelujah. We'll look at that more tomorrow. That's gone off. Sorry. Matthew 24, 4 to 34. Anybody can help us read? Anywhere you see a field experiencing the characteristics is a sign that a field is ripe. Anybody? If you're long reading, anybody that can help us read, let that person read the mic. Matthew 4, 24 from verse 4 to 36. Matthew 24, 4 to 36. Anybody help us with that? The signs that the field is ripe. Anyone experiencing this sign? Yes, sir. Matthew 24 from verse 4 to 34. Okay, let's get the mic to him.
And Jesus answered and said to them,
okay,
take heed that no one deceives you.
All right, sir.
For many will come in my name.
Many people will come in my name.
Saying, I am the Christ.
Yes.
And will deceive many.
Yes.
And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars.
Number one, many will come in the name saying I'm Christ. Number two, there are rumors of wars. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
See that you are not troubled.
Yes, sir.
For all these things must come to pass.
Okay.
But the end is not yet.
Yes.
For nation will rise against
nation. Nations rising against nations.
And kingdom against
kingdom. Kingdom against kingdom.
And there will be famines.
And there will be famines. There are famines. Pestilences.
And earthquakes.
Earthquake.
In various places.
In various places.
All these are the beginning of sorrows.
These are the beginning of sorrows, yes, sir.
Then they will deliver you up to tribulation.
Then the, okay.
And kill you.
Yes.
And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake.
All right.
And then many will be offended.
All right, sir.
Will betray one another and we hate one another.
Thank you very much, sir. Because of our time, let us stop there. Hallelujah. Now, the few signs that he has read, are we experiencing them? Are we experiencing rumors of war? And then are we experiencing pandemic? Pestilence now. Hallelujah. We are in the center of coronavirus. Are we experiencing lover, people loving themselves and all manner of things? There are famines in countries like Kuwait where people are dying. Hallelujah. So all these signs we are experiencing. So anywhere you see these signs that are happening, that means that field is ripe. Hallelujah. And Nigeria is ripe. Number two, a sign that the field is ripe is anyone that has reached the age of accountability. In Matthew chapter 8 from verse 3 to 6 was talking about a child. That is better, in fact, verse 6 or verse 5 says, it's better that you put a child, anybody that lose a child, that should lead a child to fall. It's better you put a milestone, a grinding stone in his neck and throw him to the river so that he'll be drowned. Hallelujah. So once a child has reached the age of accountability, hallelujah, once a child knows the difference between good and bad, the difference between this one and then this one, you understand? Once the child know that this thing is bad, once they know conscience, they are at the opportunity where you can lead them to Christ. That field is ripe for harvest. Hallelujah. This is not America. And American culture is not right. You say you wait for somebody that is 18 years before you show them and allow them the right to make a choice. No. People that have the that serve and worship other religions or worship other gods, their children at the age of 1, 2, 3, they are already going for religious schools. Two of us. They memorize their book and their holy books. They can say it offhand. because they introduce them to the religion whether they like it or not. So it's our responsibility that once a child has gotten to a stage of accountability, he cannot be doing good, and we present the gospel to them, hallelujah, and get them to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I was listening to you, but Angel, he said his son was 5 years old when Jesus began to appear to him. And that was the reason why in UK he could not be distracted. 5 years old, and he was having encounters and he was shedding tears. So experiencing any child, just imagine a child is 5 years, he can talk, he's filled with the Holy Ghost, he can speak in tongues. That would be a whole life, a whole lot of experience for that kind of child. Hallelujah. So the second sign that they feel is ripe is once you have reached the age of accountability, you are ripe for harvest. Number three is any soul that is not saved is ripe for harvest. Any soul, once the person has not confessed Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior, he's ripe for harvest. No matter how he looks, no matter how bad they are, no matter how intelligent they are, and no matter how atheistic they are, once they are not born again, they are ripe for harvest. And when we say born again, we're talking about scriptures like John 3:16. It's one of the most popular scriptures. What does it say? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So anybody that has not believed in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is a ripe field. Acts chapter 4 verse 12 says, that salvation is in no other name, but in the name of Jesus Christ. So anybody that is not saved, we have over 4,200 religions in the world. Is that correct? 4,200 religions. Like I said yesterday, Christianity, we are only 2.1 million people that are Christians. 1.3 are Muslims. That's the next after Christianity. And we have 7.8 billion people. And when you Google, you see that Nigeria has the highest, one of the highest number of Christians in the whole world. Now use Nigeria as a sample. Use Lokoja as a sample. There are many people that are not saved in Lokoja. Is that true? Many people. Now, let me put this ratio to you. When we say 2.1 million are Christians, 7.8 are not Christians. That means, let's say in every 7 people, 2 are Christians. Is that correct? That's the meaning. 7.8 billion and 2.1. So, there's no 0.1 in human beings. So, that means in every 7 people you meet, only 2 are Christians. The remaining 5 are Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, agnostics, or other religions. Hallelujah. So in Nigeria that we are, many people in Lokoja are not saved. When you go to the market, you can almost say you are in the midst of people that are not saved. Hallelujah. So this is Nigeria. So imagine countries like Kuwait, Iran, most of them are not saved. And these fields are ripe for harvest. Number 4 characteristics of a ripened field is any soul in sin and under deception. Any soul that it is sucked in sin and under deception. The Bible speaking in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 4 from verse 3 to 4. Says, if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to those whom the God of this world has blinded. Hallelujah. So any soul that is sin, any soul, no matter who they are. Hallelujah. Naturally, I like mafia movies. Hallelujah. You know mafia movies? You know mafia movies? Movies that have to do with drugs, movies that have to do with assassination, movies that have to do... I like action movies, naturally, personally. But then anytime I'm watching what I like again, I used to think, so this person as bad, I'm enjoying the badness of the person in the movie. But I know in my mind, this person is going to hell. Are we together? No matter how bad you are, and how sound you are, this person is going to hell. Most of the time when I watch football, and I see stars displaying their talent, displaying their... There are people I like. I like Ronaldo personally. There are many people I like. But then when I see them publicly saying they don't believe in Jesus Christ, my mind becomes cold. Because I know they are doomed. Is that true? No matter who they are. There are movie stars that I like. There are people that I like in the secular world that are very, very intelligent. There are president I like. I like somebody like Putin. I like his harshness. I like people that are forceful like that. You know, people that are... I like... But when you hear them publicly say they believe in Jesus Christ, they are atheists, my heart becomes cold because I know that they are not saved and they are being deceived. All together? And then I know they are going to hell. And then anybody that is under any form of demonic obsession, oppression, and possession is a ripe field. Hallelujah. Anybody that's under, there are many people that are under demonic obsession. Let me tell you something, guys. One thing about demons is they camouflage. You hardly know when somebody is possessed unless there is an anointing that makes the demon to begin to manifest. Many people that come to church are possessed. Hope you know that. Not really possessed, obsessed in a sense. That is why when Hallelujah. Have you ever been in church and somebody is manifesting under demons? Have you ever been? That means they had it before they came to church, or did the demons enter them in church? No, they had it. Many people can carry this spirit for years and they will not know. Unexplainable characters. Some people cannot explain why they steal. Some people cannot explain why they don't love God. Some people cannot explain why it's happening to them. Some people cannot explain why XYZ is happening to them. Why? Because there are a lot of spirits in them. Some people can be in church for 15, 10 years. Anytime an altar call is made, give your life to Christ. They will want to go, but something will hold them back. They will want to go because there is a spirit that keeps holding them back. These fields are ripe. Hallelujah. These fields are ripe. One of the greatest signs to know. Let me tell you something. One of the life. Not in your life. In somebody's life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. One of the signs of a demon in somebody's life is hatred for the church. Once you see somebody on social media hating the church, hating the gospel, hating pastors, there is a demon in him. No matter how touched they may look like, there is a radio star that is always against the church. How many of you know the person I'm talking about? Always against the church. Hallelujah. I don't like to mention his name when it's on the negative. Hallelujah. Always, these people, they are infested with spirit and they are self-deceived. Say that his ministry is free the people, or free the sheep, or free the something like that. It means the pastors are deceiving. Oyedepo is wrong, that Adeboye is wrong, Pastor Chris is wrong, Kumuyi is wrong, Olukoya is wrong. Everybody is wrong. So you are the only person that is correct. I understand me now. So we should leave all of them and come and follow you. That's what you are saying. No, all of them cannot be wrong. How do you get that? It's a sign of a demon deceiving them. You know about there are people that believe in the gospel of Mammon. You know the gospel of Mammon? All of them, their scriptures are from the Bible and they are self-deceived. There are Jews that they believe in the old book, the Old Testament. And they are not Christian. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. They are not saved. Hope you know that. Do you know that? So that is deception. Most of them are deceived. An atheist is the one that says there is no God. God doesn't exist. There is another religion called Universalism. Universalism or something like that. They believe in many gods. We have over 1 million of them. All together. Like a country like India. You know India? Have you ever heard of praying person? A man that prayed till his heart changed physiologically from left to right. Have you heard about that man? Yes, he was in India. He was praying in his room such that his knees carved out a hole. He prayed close to his bed like this. And they said that when you go to his room, where he was praying, two holes were formed because of his knees. He prayed such that his heart physically moved from left to right. Pray past. He was that if you go to the wall of his room, you will see blood on the wall because of his prayer. He was in India. And in his days, he bowed the demons of India. You know Doubting Thomas? His missionary field was India. That was where after Jesus died, he went to India. It was in India he did his missionary work. That was where he did his great and mighty work. You know T.L. Osborne and Desi? Their missionary was India. There are many people that have been to India and done great and mighty works. And by the statistic we have, nobody should be an unbeliever in India. Do you understand me now? If you read all that, by these people that have gone there, and they are real. But you know the problem? Is they believe in universalism. They believe you can be a Hindu, a Buddhist, and a Christian. That is their problem. So they don't believe that you can only serve one God. They believe you can serve three or four gods. There are many biographies of great revivalists that you know of, and they did mighty works. So by those statistics, and some of them will have recorded statistics of people that gave their life to Christ, 6 million, 5 million, and it's true. They actually gave up for the other call and confessed. But as far as they are concerned, this one I must join it with Hinduism. They don't believe in totalism, only God. Hallelujah. So all those fields are ripe for harvest. They are under demonic. And India is one of the countries where you go and see the highest level of backwardness. Where somebody can believe you can put nails upside down, nails like this, and be lying on it. painful experiences so that you can appease God and God will forgive your sins. It is in India you see all manner of unbelievable things in the name of religion. Hallelujah. Yes, because they are not saved. They don't believe in these things. Now, why do we have few laborers? The Bible says the fields are ripe, but the laborers are few. Now, if this is true, and this is the situation in Nigeria, hallelujah, this is the situation in Nigeria, why is it that people are not interested, or why is it that we have few laborers? The first reason is, many people don't understand the gravity of heaven and hell. Sincerely, many people don't, because if you... I was listening to Dr. Paul Enetcher one time, he was preaching. He said that this one that I'm shouting fire and killing people to hell, these days I have changed my mind, because we are killing them and they are going to hell. Hallelujah. If you know hell, you will not even want Lucifer to go to hell. If you really understand the way hell is, if there is a way you can preach to Lucifer to convert him, you will do that. Because hell is... I preached a message on hell one day, and when I preached that message, I was going to minister in Koji Poli. So I was church. Hallelujah. The message is on our Telegram. A lot of people have listened to the message and they have called me because of that message. The message is hell. Hallelujah. It's on our Telegram, but you can download it. If people really know what hell is, you will be interested in saving people. Because hell is really an experience. Hallelujah. Really an experience. Really. Like, it will be an experience for people. There are people that kill. I know there are many deadly people. You know, I've never heard of Idi Amin of Uganda. Very, very wicked. He was a man. The man ate human flesh physically. He was a cannibal. A bishop looked for his trouble and he told them, open your mouth, put the gun in the mouth of the bullet bishop, and shot him and say, eat the bullet. The church meant nothing. Somebody like Emperor Nero entered Jerusalem. A woman is pregnant. They will tear her with knife, remove the baby, and bash it on the wall. People are wicked. Somebody like Hitler will carry people and put them in what they call a gas chamber. And then as you are entering the gas, you behold the gas and your people die in millions. Somebody will kill over 2 million Jews. His purpose is to annihilate the Jews. Starve people for over 90 days, hungry, naked. Parade them before their children. Wicked cannibals. People that are no longer human beings. People who remove not ash. And these people lived on earth. And he died by suicide. And as I'm talking now, he's in hell. It's an experience you wouldn't want Hitler to go through. There are people that are wicked. There was a president in this country, you're a pastor, he kills you. Killed everybody. Hallelujah. And then he died in the midst of two ladies. You know where he is by now. Stole the money of this country that till today we are still getting Paris Fund refund in billions. All these people, there was a woman that was diagnosed of cancer recently. She stole over trillions of Nigerian money. Trillions. And people are in poverty, languishing in pain. FMC people die of 30,000 naira appendix operation. And somebody was not paying them salary. People are wicked, though. And people, if they die and they don't change, they are going somewhere, it will be an experience. So people don't really understand what is in the future. I believe that is why we are not interested in preaching. Hallelujah. Number two, there is a thought. And all these things I'm saying, God told them to me, and it really makes sense. People are thinking that people will live to old age, and they may change in the old age. Unconsciously, John 4:35 says, don't think there are 4 months. So people consciously think that, okay, this father has not changed. Maybe in his old age, he will change. That is a pseudo subconscious thought like that. That maybe this person is my brother that's not born. Maybe by the time he's 40 years, he will change. That is a thought in people. So people don't even preach to them because they believe they may change. Number three, people are thinking that there are still people that still believe that other religions will lead people to heaven. There are many people that still believe that there are other religions, that if you are other religion, you're still going to heaven. Please, I don't want to believe any of us believe that kind of thing here. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Acts chapter 4, verse 12. In case you don't believe John 3:16, let's read Acts 4. For April, it's not still up. Acts 4:12. I want to read it very well. I want to get Acts 4:12. All of us. Are we there? Acts chapter 4 verse 12. I want all of us to read it so that Acts 4 12. Are we together? Now what does it say? Neither is there, hallelujah, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. There is no other way. There are great people that live. People like Muhammad Gaddafi. Oh no, no. Gaddafi is another terrible human being that lives. Hallelujah. Maybe like is it there's somebody Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi. People that did great humanitarian work. We celebrate them from their work. People are the he now has a religion under him and people worship him. Is that true? Yes, we celebrate his work, but in Mahatma Gandhi's name, you will not be saved. In Buddhism, Hinduism, you will not be saved. Our God is not the same. I am from the north. Many people believe that Allah is not the same thing. Hallelujah. It cannot be. There are not many other ways. John 4, 6. Jesus said, I am definite article, the way, the truth, and the life. Then he said, no one goes to the Father. This thing is not about argument. It is definite. I am the way, the truth. No religion. You people can argue anything. And the issue is, but let me tell you something. And I said in that message that everybody in hell have repented. Are you aware? Everybody that is in hell, they have the problem is they repented too late. They had seen that there was a rich man that was on earth. Lazarus was at his gate. He was hardened. But at hell, in hell, temperature melted his hardness. How do you get that? The temperature in hell. He became an evangelist in hell. Looking for missionary journey. Begging for missionary journey. Say, please send me to my brother. He's not the missionary journey. He became. Temperature will melt your hardness. Everybody in hell. Dr. DJ Olukoya said that the greatest intercessors are in hell. They are praying. They are constantly, perpetually praying. Because the temperature there, you will pray. No big boy, no DMX there, no Tupac. You will not be big boy there. You will not be wearing kabak what? Okay. Some people say, I have listened to a song that said that I will smoke the fire of hell. I used to like secular music. My best artist was Lil Wayne. I love the Cash Money group so much. How many of us know them? You know them very well. Yes, I don't like Nigerian music. I understand that I know this kind of song very well. I like big. I don't want to start mentioning names. I say, how did I know? I stopped listening to secular music 2009. Hallelujah. But I know them very. I have listened to their songs. Some say, I will smoke the fire of hell. I will ride in hell. No, they don't know what they're talking about. The temperature will melt them. Hallelujah. So no other religion. Some say there is no God. Sorry, agnostics say God exists, but you must not be the one. No other way. Believe it. Once you meet somebody like that, tell them they will not be saved. It is the truth. The problem is they may discover it too late, and it pains me. It will be a time will come when it will be late. Nobody will talk to them. How many people die by sickness in their bed for Christ's sake? How many people really die by sickness? And they die and go to heaven. This coronavirus has killed many people. Many people have died and they are not saved. They are not saved. They don't know Jesus. As I'm talking now, your money, they are in hell roasting forever. Whether Jew, Muslim, you are not saved. You are going to hell. No other name will save you. I want you to carry this message with a passion because Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. And they have to be saved. Everyone have to be saved. Many people believe in negative total diabolism, power, occultic powers. The first reason why we have few laborers is people are thinking God will change the people when he want to change them. Because in Acts chapter 3, verse 3 to 7, Acts 10, 3 to 7, and then Acts 8, 26. Hallelujah. Let's put Romans 10 from verse 13, sir. In this scripture, we saw that God sent Philip to somebody and he saved him. The lady that did this decoration, all together, Are you together? The lady that did the decoration, her name was Miriam. She was here telling me that, how did you get saved? I said that the Holy Spirit appeared to her father, thick Muslims. Years ago, and the man was not saved. So God made him to have an accident, terrible. He was almost dead. And in that accident bed, he had an encounter again. Jesus appeared to a younger sister, an elder sister, and then that was how all of them got saved in one day. How did you get that? Now people are thinking now, God, I told her God must really love your family for you to have that kind of experience. That's true, yes. So people are thinking that if God really wants to save them, he will appear to them. No, it's not like that. All of this thing happened once in a while. And then God, the Bible speaking in 2 Timothy and 1 Peter says, every man to be saved. So God will not send them when he wants to. He has committed. For whosoever, okay, let's backwards, sir. So it's verse 12. Please, we have a work to go and preach. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon his name. Yes. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The next verse, sir. How then can they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Preacher Michael. Preach. As you are talking, you are automatically a licensed preacher. You see me now? Now, I want you to understand something. Not everybody will have a stardom place in the church. Not everybody will be a leader in church. Not everybody will hold the microphones. Some people are IT gurus. Some people are social media gurus. Some people are financial gurus. Some people are... You must understand your field. Not all of us will be rubbing shoulder in church. It won't happen like that. You have a field of stardom. But in that field, you can be an evangelist and a preacher. There are many movies that worship the dance. There is Mike Tyson. He's a wrestler. Is that correct? But anytime he wins a trophy, he says, Jesus did it. Is that true? I never heard it before. So Jesus did it. He has raised more people than in one wrestling contest. You have millions of people connected. Saying that many people have listened, I was saying, his name was Kaka. Anytime he's called a goal, he lifted up his shirt. How many of us used to watch football that time? I want to use his name. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Not all of us will be in church. You must appreciate that fact. Hallelujah. So you don't be struggling with, because not everybody is called to the church. In your field, you can be a star there. So how does you hear without a preacher? You must talk to them. Hallelujah. And only God knows people that have been saved by that thing that Mike Tyson said. Only God will know the people that are saved by that thing that Kaka is doing. Because some people just see something and then it will stamp in their spirit. All together. So unto somebody preach to them, unto somebody talk to them. Don't think they will be saved automatically. It won't happen like that. It won't happen. Somebody has to plant the seed. Somebody has waters it, but somebody has to talk. Even when an angel appeared to centurion servant, he said, "Send for Peter." It's our work. Open your mouth and tell to people. God will not save them when he wants to. He has saved them already. 2 Timothy 2 verse 4 and then 1 Peter 3 verse 1. We wish that all men should be saved. So God will not say that he has saved them. It's not like somebody to judge. Someone I used to like so much by Israel Houghton. I believe you're my healer. You know that song? I believe you more than everything to me. Jesus, you're all I need. You know that song? Nothing is impossible. But there's a line in the song that I didn't like. I didn't like the song again. The line said, God will heal me when he wants to. I said, no. I didn't want that part. God will not heal me when he wants to. He has healed me. I get healed when I receive my healing. How did you get that at all? No. I was reading this book, Power of Believing, or Power of Faith. Said that the healing anointing has been in his room for the 16 months he was sick. Not that the healing anointing came out, but the day he was ready, that was when it tapped to his current. There is a high tension wire in front here, passing. But this place can be in darkness. When we want light, we connect. Is that true? So you know, as if God will save you when he wants to. He has saved already. So let's talk to them. Hallelujah. Number four is why people are the laborers as you is because people are still thinking there is time on earth. John 4:35. I will talk about this and then first let's have 1 Corinthians 7:29, sir. 1 Corinthians 7:29. Okay, sir. Sorry, sir. Let's read this one before. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he come, he will tell us all things. Hallelujah. Yes. It's supposed to be 35. Sorry, sir. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months. I still have 5 years. I still have 10 years to live. Hallelujah. I still have plenty days to live. Alright. 1 Corinthians 7 verse 9. 1 Corinthians 7 verse 9. But if they cannot contend, let them marry. Hallelujah. 7:29. I'm sorry. When I just want to marry, I say, But this I say, brethren. Let's read the next verse. It says what? The time is what? The time is what? It remained that God. Now there are many, there have been many theories about the end of the world. We'll talk about them tomorrow. Many theories about the end of the world. The first is some people believe that Jesus Christ will come after 2,000 years. Hallelujah. I remember the year 2000. They said Jesus Christ will come here 2000. I was still a small boy that time. So we went for all night, cross overnight. And then Jesus Christ was coming 12 midnight. So all of us were there. In our place, when it's 12 midnight, there will sound, the train will sound. Beam. So we are thinking that trump. And then they said there is trumpet. So we are thinking that was a trumpet. So all of us were in church. We began to confess our sins. I was a very on the school boy. Yes, I can't forget this experience. Well, God forgive me. Somebody match your food in that church. You don't reply. You want to go to heaven. So we are there. And then, we're not looking whether the thing happened. I'm telling you. We're not looking whether the thing happened. And then, it didn't happen. The next day, we ate our rice and chicken. And then we are here today, 2020. 20 years later. Is that correct? So, but no matter what, the time is short. Somebody said, Jesus said, I'm coming soon. Up to now, he has not come. He's not coming anything. Be saying that. Continue. The Bible said, when you read the Bible, Pastor Chris gave us an analogy that you can calculate when Jesus Christ will come. Hallelujah. The Bible said, there is nobody that knows the hour, nor what? The day. Is that what the Bible says? Come on, is that what the Bible says? Nobody knows the hour or the day. I've listened to Pastor David Egbueli, an authority in eschatological fields. He said that God, he even gave the month. He said that you can calculate the month. You can know the month. Pastor Chris said, when you don't believe in this thing, do you know that the Bible know the difference between year, month, days, and hour? Do you know the Bible know the difference? When you read the Bible, at that place the Bible say a year, so, so, and so. Is that true? Come on, is that true? Do you know the Bible know the difference between month? So you know what he meant by when he said the day or the hour. Do you think that God knows what he's saying? He's not talking about the year or the month. Say day or, that is what the word says, the day or the hour. So they are given, there are hints. You know what the Bible says? I'll talk about that very, very well tomorrow. Say that the rapture will not come to a surprise to the saints. That's what the Bible says. It will only be a surprise to the unbelievers. Is that what I will show us tomorrow? To believers, the rapture will not be a surprise. Why? Because it is documented when it will happen in scriptures. So it's only believers, because they don't know this thing, so they will be surprised. But we will know. As a matter of fact, they are giving a sign that this is when will happen. When you want to make gari, there is a sign that it is right to make gari. When the water begins to bubble, is that true? That means it's ready for the gari making. So we know when it's bubbling, you know that it's about to happen. It's about to happen. It's about to happen. Is that correct? Yes. So it will not be a surprise to us, but it will be a surprise to them. Hallelujah. I have 2 more minutes. So God will not change them when he wants to. Hallelujah. And then there is no time. Talk to that your neighbor. Hallelujah. I remember one lady, I told us the story one time, one NCCF lady. I was sitting down right here. She said that pray till 9 p.m. or something like that. And then she was doing a vigil or a retreat the following day from Monday to 4 days. And then the Holy Spirit said, pray, continue. Pray. She felt the urge to pray. But she said, I'm doing retreat, 4 days retreat. Let me cook my rest so that in the morning I'll pray very well. Is that correct? That was her story. And then she said she's now rested. Only to get the call by 1 midnight. Was it 2 midnight? I can't remember the exact time. Her brother is dead. Yes. Thinking that it's time. We don't have the time. The person you saw today, I saw somebody. I just met somebody today. And then the next year, have you ever had this kind of experience before? You met somebody today and 2 hours, the person is dead. Oh, tomorrow, he's dead. You have a kind of experience? Yes. So we don't have the time. You don't even know. Like this. We don't know who is going tomorrow. But I'm not the one. Hallelujah. And you're not the one. You cannot even be the one. How can you be the one? You are not the one. Hallelujah. But the person here you are refusing to talk to, Now, the reason why you are not the one is because God is in control of your life. The devil can kill anybody in his terrain anytime. Hope you know that. He say, I want to eat chicken today. You, 1, 2, 3, egg. Well, be going. He can kill them anytime because they are in his domain. But you are untouchable because you gave your life to Christ. That's why you are not the one and you cannot even be the one. Hallelujah. So, we don't have the time. Once you have an opportunity, tell them. Hallelujah. Tell them. I was listening to a pastor on Friday. He was advertising. Where is... Said that the brother, the sister was saying that her problem is brothers are disturbing them. And she keeps turning them. Said that instead of turning them down, be bringing them to church. Be telling them about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, evangelize. We don't have the time. Now, what do you do? Number one is decide to join the harvest. Decide to join the harvest. Decide to join the harvest. Decide. Make a decision. I want to be a part. I want the Bible said the laborers a few. In your IT world, I want to join the harvesters. Just imagine if Bill Gates was a Christian. Just imagine if Zuckerberg was a believer. Just imagine if Steve Jobs was a believer. Just imagine in their fields, they are believers. Imagine the impact you will have made. Just imagine if Ronaldo was a tongue-tightening Christian. Just imagine if Ronald Messi belonged to a fireful Pentecostal church. So imagine if Mercy Johnson she belongs to Omega Fire and she used to talk about Jesus Christ. What a movie star in Nigeria. There are many people. So imagine those movie stars. They are believers. So imagine the impact of desire to join the harvest in your field. Lecturers, so imagine your lecturers are movie stars. Not the one pursuing ladies on skirt every time. So imagine they are believers. A student fellow call them and talk to them about Jesus Christ. Nurses have more opportunity to lead people to Christ. Hallelujah. Is that true? They have opportunity. They meet sick people every day. People at the bed of their dying, leading them to Christ. And then talk to them. Because when somebody is dying, you present anything they accept. Hope you know that. Yes. So nurses and health practitioners have more opportunities. But they will not. They want to come and be struggling on this. I'm not preaching. I'm not a pastor. No. In your field, be a harvester. You must not be in church. Let me tell you something. You will be shocked. Rabbi Benge said that many people that will be rewarded in heaven, they may not even be the pastors we know. They may not even be. A woman interceded for Rabbi Benge to be saved. A woman interceded till Oyedepo was saved. Walter Kane and Gowan, the mother gave 3 children to come to Nigeria and they started ECWA, SIM, Sudan Interior Mission, and they brought the gospel to Africa. We don't know their names. When you read revival, you read stories of mine. A book called Tortured for Christ by Richard Wurmbrand. How many of you know that other book? You need to read that book. Mind-blowing experience by people, because people that will be rewarded in heaven may not be the stage pastor that we know. So anywhere you are, forget the crowd. Give yourself souls. Hallelujah. Decide to join the harvest. Number two, have compassion for the unsaved. Matthew 9:35, says, have compassion. Hallelujah. Have compassion. Go out to the harvest. Have compassion. When you see a boy living in fornication, don't be condemning. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. In my few years of ministry, I have learned a lot. I am almost 100% different. I used to be very, very critical. When I see, let me tell you something. When I was in school, I was a monk. I don't need to hold ladies' hands. You know what is a monk? I didn't know it was self-righteousness, foolishness, and many people are like that. You see a brother, you condemn them. How can you be doing this kind of thing? You see somebody in fornication, you don't even know that it's because you didn't have an opportunity. Some people that are condemning people, if they had opportunity, what they will do, Lucifer will say, hey, who taught you that one? Hope you know it's true. Many people, because they don't have opportunity, you grow up under house, 7 p.m. you are home. But somebody has an opportunity, they will do these kind of things. So I have heard of worst case scenarios. Now nothing shakes me again. No matter what anybody does, I say, I am with you. I have had friends that have impregnated ladies, not one, not two. And today they are still my best. My friends are not more than 4 or 5. Hallelujah. And my wedding, they are wearing my suit. Because I have understood that, oh boy, these guys, it was grace that didn't have. Because if I had that opportunity that they have, I would have done worse. Maybe it's 3 ladies by now. So maybe because I didn't have the opportunity.
So don't be critical. Have compassion for them. Talk to them. When you see a lady that is going through a lot of experience, don't condemn them. Hallelujah. Don't condemn. Have passion for the unsaved. And I believe our life will not be the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. When the fields are ripe and they are ready, let's step into the fields. And God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Briefly, can we appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you for your word. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the honor. Can you say, Father, grant me the grace. Grant me the grace for evangelism. Let me to launch into the fields. Help me to recognize my harvest fields. Help me to recognize my harvest fields. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Hallelujah.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.